previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, your music, your world, that's Share and Believe. Just gone 17 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. You've been hearing the entire week on Algoa FM. Of course, blood shortage is a thing, it's a reality, and we have to play our part. And joining us once again, she's back in the studio, no stranger to the team, Zikhona Raitors, Head of Donor Relations of the Eastern Cape at SNBS. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, my favorite people.
Hello, Zikhona. Zikhona's already recruited all three of us. And any excuse that we may have come up with, she is completely like abolishes. Like, no, it's no. Fine if you're anemic. No, it's I've fine if you've got rare blood.
No more. No.
Welcome to the studio.
You can donate. Are you feeling okay?
I drank.
As long as your blood is
now I'm joking.
Is red.
Zikhona, how are the blood stocks looking leading up to the Easter holidays?
You know what, Lee? We've been lingering on this 3 days stock cover for the past couple of weeks. Actually, it was so bad around December. Our lowest day stock cover was at about 1.8 sometime.
Mm.
There was a day we didn't even have blood in the Eastern Cape. We had to get it from another province. Mm. So this lingering of 3.5 days for the past 3 months, and months like February are generally good, and we know our dips. But this 3 days is not looking good going into the Easter period. And the current levels are just not sufficient. That's why we've taken the initiative to just start with the momentum right now, because from when schools close, people start taking the long weekends coming up. The time is just not there. We fully understand. So we need to take full advantage of the time that we have now.
And the regular donors, please, in case you have forgotten, get down to your nearest blood center and donate. Now, speaking of which, why is it essential for the SNBS to drive enhanced collections before Easter? Why is it so important?
So I mentioned February is generally a good month. Why I say so, 40% of our blood approximately comes from schools and students. And some may use it as an excuse to get out of class, but those are really our avid donors. Hey, us working class people, really, we find hard to make the time. And going into a season where the time is going to be more limited, the schools are going to close. It's important for us to collect sufficient blood right now, leading up to the Easter period. And with that, we are trying to increase our times. Well, we've increased our times at our donor centres. So please, up until 7 o'clock, the working class does not have an excuse.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time.
There's still plenty of time taking a drive on your way home to donate blood at your nearest donor center. Until the 15th of March, we will be open up until 7.
And generally also, it's nice and quiet that time as well.
Yes, so we hope it's not going to be quiet, but I get what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, the demand for blood usually rises around Easter. So, I mean, that's why you're obviously trying to collect before the Easter holidays, because for some reason they seem to rise. I know that there seem to be a lot of, even in terms of just on the roads, there's a lot of accidents.
That's
and
what you're
stuff
saying.
Around
Easter stats are not good, yeah.
Definitely. And Lee, it's quite scary because the casualties are obviously the highest where the blood demand comes. But it's that time of the year, you know, with planned surgeries, financial year end, anything can happen. I mean, we could have Easter babies coming, so mothers giving birth around this time. So we know the dips, and Easter is one of them. We can't run away from it. And as sad as it, we may be facing more accidents, what about the planned surgeries? What about the mothers giving birth as well that we have to think about in this period?
So we need people to donate blood, but how else can we help out in addition to donating blood?
And I love that Algoa is the biggest advocates for blood donation. So we need those advocates. I think education is very critical with blood donation. I recently did an interview, and people were asking questions that we would think, you know this. Oh, I have flu. Can I donate blood? You know, like you said, I had a drink. Can I donate blood?
That was joking.
Just an example of education is critical. I mean, you guys made comments on, I can't donate blood. Don't self-exclude. Find out. We need advocates of blood, blood donation, and having people out there like Algoa FM who are going to mention at your braai. Hey, how about we wake up tomorrow morning after a good night out and, you know, maybe go donate blood at our nearest donor center tomorrow, you know, and not just leave it to the next person.
You mentioned
taking upon yourself.
You're mentioning it at your nearest blood donor center. Where can people donate blood today and over the weekend in Algoa country?
So across the Eastern Cape and actually nationally, we've extended our donor center times. Our donor centers here in the Eastern Cape, we have one at the P Provincial Hospital grounds.
Yeah.
We have one in Walker Drive Donor Center Shopping Center. And then we have Beacon Bay and East London. Those are our donor centers that are open tomorrow and even Sunday at Walker Drive.
Yeah, the fixed donor centers.
Well, our colleague and friend JP Buerta will be there tomorrow at Walker Drive Shopping Center from 9 until 12. Sorry, and I know that out in East London as well, there's the Cancer Relay for Life that's taking place out at the Hamilton Club in Clevedon Road in Selborne between 2 and 10.
Thank you for that, Lee. you know your stuff. And really, if you want to donate, give us a call. We really want to find out where would you like to donate blood. If it needs us coming to your business, us coming to your community hall,
you're happy to do
let's do that.
Well, here's a question very quickly from Edith. She wants to know why there's an age limit to giving blood.
Not entirely, Lee. If you're a first-time donor. So if you're a first-time donor, coming at your 75 years of age might not be healthy for you.
Okay.
It's a risk for you. And like we always say, it's really not about is your blood okay. It's also are you going to be okay once you've donated blood.
Yes.
So the age for new donors, it's 16 to 75. But if you've been donating since you were 16 or even 20, you can go beyond 75.
Yeah.
But for your health reasons, instead of saying, please donate 4 times a year, we'll probably say, please donate 3 times a year, just so that you're safe.
Okay, great stuff. Sikhona Raitas, Head of Donor Relations at SNBS in the Eastern Cape. Thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to hearing good stats over the next few weeks as well, coming through.
Thank you so much, Algoa family.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.